guys, I'm Blair, and this is Overflowing Pensieves.
Episode 2. So, I'm Shreja, and we really didn't know how to start this show, so, you know, this is how we started it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Shreja, do you want to do your riddle from last week?
Okay, I just wanted to say something. We were supposed to have guest speakers this week, and I think I hinted at that at the end of last week's show, but our guest speaker decided to go to the mall, so we don't have a guest speaker. But I'm planning to rope a really, really dedicated, good guest speaker for next week. So, you're pre-warned. Whatever.
Whatever. Okay. Okay, first of all, we are not related to Joe, unfortunately, so don't try and kill us. And yeah, read Half-Blood Prince. We will spoil the book for you. And that's really bad.
Yeah.
If a book gets spoiled for you.
Yeah, like, actually, a couple days after Half-Blood Prince came out, I saw this AOL away message that said, Dumbledore dies on page, you know, whatever he dies.
What?
In the bottom it said, I just saved you 6 hours and $20. No.
I just read the book. Whatever. Your riddle.
Oh, yes, my riddle. So, our last week's riddle was, we were talking about Harry Potter book cover art, and our last week's riddle was, what is gold, silver, green, red, blue, and purple? I'm going to give you a few minutes to ponder that. Ponder. Okay, so you've had more than a week to ponder it, because we've been a bit irregular with this.
Yeah, a bit busy.
Yeah, so the answer is the Harry Potter book cover art. The title, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in book one, is gold. In book two, Chamber of Secrets is written in silver. In book three, Prisoner of Azkaban is written in green. In book four, The Goblet of Fire is written in red, and so on. Half-Blood Prince is written in
purple. Do you want to talk about the ship that we have for this week?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, we're doing a lot of weekly segments, and this week, we're doing a ship of the week. And to avoid controversy and have Mad Rabbit
flames,
and Harry Hermione shippers banging at our door, and Ron Hermione shippers banging at our door, our ship this week is Remus Lupin and Nymphadora Tonks.
Who would name their kid Nymphadora? I do not blame her. I would get it legally changed.
Really?
Yes,
well,
I would.
I mean, she's older. I think there's her in that name. They have something. Anyways.
Yeah, okay.
So we're not discussing Nymphadora's, and we're not discussing Tonks and her name. We're just discussing Tonks and Lupin. Though, somebody out there, like somebody good for the pen, should really write a ship about Tonks and her name. That'd be awesome. And weird.
That would be totally creepy. Why would you even say that?
It would be interesting to read, though.
Yeah, okay. Remember, I stick to DG, and that's it. The occasional regular Harry Potter ones.
Occasional.
I don't really like any Marauders.
So, I hate you.
Oh, shut up.
Okay,
Some news real quick. Goblet of Fire comes out on November 18th.
Yeah!
I might be able to skip school for it. My mom's that nice. And
I'm skipping gym, guys.
Oh, yeah. And, shut up, the video game Goblet of Fire comes out on the 22nd.
What's your birthday?
The 16th.
See.
I'm not sure what platforms it's coming out on, but I know it's coming out on Xbox, GameCube, and PS2.
Yeah, Blair's our video game master here.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, I like my computer, guys.
I like video games. I do. Just get over it.
Okay.
Now on to the actual, you know,
Remus
topic.
Okay, we're going to talk a bit more about Remus and Tonks here. So what do you think about the whole Remus and Tonks are a pair in Half-Blood Prince?
It's going to happen. Everyone knows that. It's going to happen. But I'm more in the fic universe. Shreja's the book verse. So, I mean, I know it's going to happen in the book verse, and it would really fit in with the story. But in the fic universe, depending on the story, the plotline, who else is in it, will depend on what ships go with what. I mean, in some fics, I will readily admit that Harry and Ginny go together. But in the fics that I read, they don't.
Which is why she reads them.
Exactly. Draco and Ginny go together.
So, I thought in Half-Blood Prince, a lot of people said that Remus and Tonks were like a sudden ship. Like, oh my gosh, where did this come from? You know, Tonks is all moopy. And, you know, there's death, and Tonks is feeling bad, and then, boom, Remus Tonks, you know.
Seriously.
But I think that's what...
It's a good ship.
It's a good ship. And I like to double read. I like to read between the lines in all the books. And, of course, I did that right after I finished Half-Blood Prince.
We overanalyzed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really did.
And I found various clues pointing to Remus Tonks. In fact, I was screaming Remus Tonks from Order of the Phoenix.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Note, stick eye. Okay, you weirdo. Now to the actual...
No, I'm just kidding.
To the actual topic of this week is...
Which we have skirted.
Yeah, is Snape's future plans. Since we know he killed Dumbledore, we know he ran off with his... Yeah, major cough there. She took care of that part. And we obviously don't believe he's dead, but that's not the topic. He ran off with the Death Eaters, and we're trying...
He ran off with Draco.
Whoops. I don't really remember. I read it, like, 2 months ago. Sorry.
Okay.
So, we're trying to figure out what he's gonna do now. Like, is he gonna go back to being evil? Was he really evil? And all that kind of junk. Because, like, what's he gonna do now? Everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Well, on the good side. On the bad side.
Well, I think Snape's become a really big character.
Yeah, he really has.
He, like, in the beginning, he was just, I am Snape, the evil person's
master. He's our new celebrity.
Yes.
That was so corny. That's funny.
Okay. Okay, so in the beginning, Snape was just there. He was just, like, this annoying pain in Harry's backside.
Seriously, he pissed me off.
Anyway, so now he's become, like, this major evil bad person. And you know how Harry said at the end of book 6 where, you know, he hated Snape, like, personally more than he hated Voldemort. Because, you know, he's known Snape and, you know... Well,
he went off with Harry's enemy, well, besides Voldemort. Like, his enemy is Draco, which is totally gonna change.
Yeah, so, like, I think Snape has grown into this huge character. And I think, basically... what will happen in the books is all on account of Snape.
Yeah.
Like, whether Snape decides to come back to the good side, or whether Snape decides to stick with Voldemort. And I think Snape will be back on the good side.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna kick his butt, man.
So,
but seriously. What, I mean, who would forgive him? I mean, saying, if he came back, and he's like...
Yeah, even if he did come back...
He's like, I made this promise, blah, blah, blah. If I didn't kill him, I would die. I'm like, dude, Dumbledore's more important than you, and you know it. I would die.
Well, yeah.
I would die for Dumbledore. Dumbledore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would... Well, one of the things about Snape is the fact that he's a spy. And
it irks me.
Well, one of the things about him being a spy is that he sees both the Order of the Phoenix and he's into the Death Eaters. So, like, as far as value as in overall winning the war, overall for the good side to win the war, as far as value between Snape and Dumbledore goes, I think I would pick Snape over Dumbledore because Snape is really the one who would give information and he would, like, be a balance between the two. While Dumbledore was, like, this old
person
in the background.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that.
Well, this
he
old
is
person
more
in the background. And
Dumbledore's just a better wizard.
Well, he's a better wizard, but I think Dumbledore is, you know, Hal Voldemort, and a lot of people have said that he's losing his touch. I mean, he must have lost his touch.
A long time ago.
Yeah, to ever start trusting Snape.
Of course, it can't be too long ago. I mean, he did save Harry quite a few times.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, and I thought it was pretty cool that he was a Half-Blood Prince. In fact, Alan Rickman, the person who plays Snape, knew that Snape was the Half-Blood Prince because J.K. Rowling told him. I thought that was pretty
cool.
That's
so not fair. No,
I would have blackmailed him.
What's his name again?
Alan Rickman. Yeah. I would have blackmailed him to find out.
I need to remember that.
But yeah. I did. You didn't know Alan Rickman played Snape.
If you give me a multiple choice test, I would have picked him, okay? But I couldn't pull it off the top of my head. I've memorized so many other things. Like
I've memorized the order of the 14 World Cup players in which Bagman announces them at the Quidditch World
Cup. That's not even valuable. I memorize valuable stuff.
Like?
What was the...
Valuable Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah, like just random trivia stuff.
Very random trivia stuff.
Very random. Anyways, so we need, like, what do you think Snape's gonna do now?
What do I think Snape's gonna do now? I think Snape's gonna stick over with Voldemort for a little while until Harry, like, realizes where he stands as far as what do I have to do in the future to get where I'm going. And I think once Harry figures this out, Snape will come back to the good side with apologies. And I don't think Harry will ever
Do you actually think Snape is going to apologize?
Well, no, not like, "I'm sorry." But, you know, he'll have this...
He'll just come back.
Yeah, he'll come back. And I think Harry will still hate Snape, because, you know, as...
Seriously.
Lupin said in the fifth book, with James as his father and Sirius as his godfather, Harry can't...
And Remus as his professor and really good friend.
And now, sorry, probably godfather as well.
Yeah, probably.
He can't not hate Snape. If his godfather was Lucius Malfoy, then of course. But his godfather's never going to be Lucius Malfoy. And
true.
Never was.
I'd like to kill Lucius. I really would.
Anyways.
Yeah, moving on. I think, kind of like what Shree just said, he'll probably come back eventually, like, once he settles, like, once, you obviously know the Death Eaters are going to come back.
Yeah.
I need to get my thoughts in line. The Death Eaters are going to, like, come together and, like, you know they're going to celebrate. You know they are. Because Dumbledore was Harry's protector, and, look, Harry doesn't have a protector anymore. At least
Harry's fending for himself.
Yeah, well, except Ron and Harry. I mean, Hermione. Whoops! Ron and Hermione. But anyways, so they'll celebrate, and then once that calms down, and Voldemort starts planning again, he'll probably, like, say, "Oh, I need to get back to school, keep teaching," or...
Who?
What? Snape.
Who's gonna say that?
Snape's gonna say that, "Oh, I need to get back so I can keep feeding you information."
Oh,
when
yeah,
it's really
yeah.
gonna go the other way around. Of course, now we really don't know which side he's on.
Yeah.
I mean, he killed Dumbledore... But, I mean, what's he really done for the good side, or light side?
Yeah, I mean, we know he must have done something, because, you know, he's one of, as Sirius says in the Order of the Phoenix, he's one of the key members of the Order, you know, he's the spy, he's out there risking his neck, while Sirius is sitting on his fat backside at home.
Not that he wants to, don't you be just as serious now, we're gonna have to talk about this.
Yeah, like, but he's one of the key members of the Order, and I'm sure the Order wouldn't have gotten as far with... what they're doing without Snape. So, but then again, he did kill Dumbledore.
Why do I feel like I'm missing a major point?
I don't know. Like, I bet J.K. Rowling's hidden something in there about what Snape's gonna do.
Maybe you guys can remember, because I'm really thinking there's a major point that I can't remember.
Yeah, same here. I mean, we're skirting the topic, but we just can't get to the crux of it. You guys, speaking of feedback. Yeah.
Feedback.
Woohoo!
We want it, please.
You notice the silence? There's silence. There is no feedback, guys. What happened to the pretty feedback? Silence. Okay, so we don't like silence, and I'm sure you don't like silence either, because you
know, it just fills up space on your iPod.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Or whatever you're listening to.
Yeah, that hard drive.
Hard drive, whatever.
CD, whatever.
So, you know, we'd really appreciate the feedback.
It doesn't even have to be that long.
Yeah.
Just saying,
you're doing a good job. Talk about Remus.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Or just say, "Oh, look, I downloaded it. Woohoo!"
Yeah, I mean, like, we've checked our stats, and we know there's somebody out there who's downloaded us. And there are people out there that have subscribed to this, too.
And you people rock who've subscribed to us. Don't know who you are.
But we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We could find out who you are and, like, say, "Okay, you have subscribed to us. We love you. But you're not sending us feedback."
And we need topics, because we had to come up with this topic on our own, and we don't know what you want us to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about the hairstyles of the Harry Potter characters, tell us.
We will, seriously,
I will gladly go on for hours about Draco Malfoy's hair. Gladly.
Okay, I know his hair sucked in Prisoner of Azkaban, but that doesn't matter. That's not what his real hair looks like. Tom Felton's hair is not that long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and on our blog, we have pictures as of this little podcast. We have pictures of ourselves goofing off, making the podcast, etc. We have a picture of Blair's... We have a picture that nearly measures Blair's obsession with Tom Felton.
It's kind of creepy, but before, I really was, like, obsessed with Tom Felton. I saw this balloon in the grocery store, right? So I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's a really cool balloon. I want it." And I was going to pop it and flatten it out and put it on my wall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
So getting to the crux of things, it also happened to be the same exact balloon that Tom Felton had.
He got the same one for his birthday, and there's a picture of it on his blog.
Yeah, and she was going to throw it away, but then she decided to keep it just because Tom Felton had it.
Yeah, that's about it. It's kind of weird, not that I know when he's born and where he lives, and that's kind of creepy. I'm not obsessive. I know more about Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Of course,
hush.
He's more famous.
Hush. So, yeah.
Still
getting
insane.
Getting back to where we were. Feedback.
Yeah, feedback.
You know, without feedback, there's going to be silence.
And we really do want to talk. Like,
we like talking.
Yeah, we like talking a little too much. But
we like talking about Harry Potter, especially.
We could somehow figure out, like, if you want to actually get on the show, we could figure out a way to, like, talk to you over the phone and record it and then put it in.
Yeah, I mean, we should have a contest later on, you know, say how madly you are obsessed with Harry Potter, and the person who wins will get, like, a walk-in guest role in our show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, guys.
Well, that's about all we have to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do another riddle for next
week? Yeah, okay. Well, okay, so actually this week I have two riddles. I think Blair inspired me for a new one just now.
Oh,
okay,
yay.
Our first original riddle. Okay, this is more of a riddle. Well, this is not really a riddle. This is... Okay, so our first riddle, it's a challenge actually, is going to be Alastair Mad-Eye Moody. The name Alastair Mad-Eye Moody has a lot of interesting anagrams to it. And, you know, we'd like you to, like, come up with your own anagrams and send them to us, and we could ponder what they mean. Because, you know, J.K. Rowling has relied heavily on anagrams, the whole Tom Ravola riddle, I am Lord Voldemort thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh, yeah, that actually is pretty important. I'm smart. I promise you guys, I'm smart.
She's supposed to be smart.
Shut up, okay?
Okay.
Well...
So, okay, that was our first riddle, so anagrams of Alastair or Mad-Eye Moody, or Mad-Eye Moody, or Alastair Moody, or, you know, whatever.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay, our second riddle, contest, challenge, whatever you want to call it, which Blair's...
Mission!
Which Blair, actually gave me the idea for, was that you send in a jingle, or, like, a little song, or a poem, like, declaring your love for Harry Potter. Oh, I like Harry Potter, pick me to be... And the winner will, like, receive a walk-in role on our thing.
Or, like, we'll just have a conversation with you, but we'll record it and then post it.
Yeah.
If we can... I mean,
or, like, it doesn't have to be a jingle. You can, like, draw something, or you can write a huge expository
Do
essay.
Something. Do something. Like, writing
Anything.
Creative.
You can, yeah, you can, like, record it with your guitar and dance. You can dance to it. I don't care.
That's funny.
You can dance and tell us why you like Harry Potter.
Okay. Well, I think that's about all we have for this week.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Make it longer, guys. You know what will make it longer? Feedback. Feedback makes our show longer, okay?
Long shows are cool.
Because they're cool like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all we have.
Oh, what?
Okay, go.
We don't know anybody that has connections to the Harry Potter world. We can only do so much as far as advertising goes. So what we're planning to do is between 6 and 7 Eastern time, that's for all the kids in New York and Florida and all those states and cities. Between 6 to 7 p.m. this Wednesday,
November 2nd.
We are going to go online and swamp Harry Potter websites. And we're going to, like, comments or blogs or chats.
Saying, oh, come listen.
We're going to say, oh, come listen to Overflowing Pensieves because they're so cool. And you're going to put our blog site in it, which is www.overflowingpensieves, all one word, .blogspot.com.
Yep.
And just for you slow learners or those of you who this is your first podcast you're listening to, our email is OVERFLOWING_PENSIEVES
VES at hotmail.com.
I can never spell that.
I'm sorry.
That's overflowing_pensieves@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
And if that's too long for you, then... Oh, sorry, just deal with it.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to us that badly, then yeah.
What our AIM name? That's a lot shorter.
Yeah, our AIM name is a lot shorter.
AOL is a messenger.
And
it's the OP team.
All one word.
Yeah.
Or you can have spaces.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It'll change.
With AOL, it doesn't matter. The OP team.
Because Overflowing Pensieves was too long, and AIMS doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, well.
But our password is exactly characters long.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
That's funny. Doesn't matter, though.
Yeah.
True. Okay, well, I think we're finally going to stop babbling about stuff that doesn't really relate to the podcast.
Oh, guess what we're going to do? Okay, next week, we're going to talk all about Goblet of Fire. We're going to hash the book, hash the movies, And
yes,
then
we have to talk about Goblet of Fire because that movie's gonna rock. It is
rated PG-13,
and that means more action, and action is good.
Yes,
I feel sorry for the people that are under 13 and have strict parents. I feel sorry for them.
Next year we're gonna talk all about Goblet of Fire, and then we're gonna go see Goblet of Fire at opening day.
And then we'll
take pictures. Don't worry, guys. We'll take pictures, and we should interview people there.
Yeah, we'll come back and
we'll come back brimming with
knowledge. And review it.
And review it. We'll try not to give anything
away. We can edit it and make fun of the people who messed up, like with the gravestone that finally got changed.
Yeah.
We can make fun of them.
I love doing that. Anyways.
Make fun is fun.
So, I'm Shreeja.
I'm Blair.
OP out!